Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 26th of April 2018, and this is the 792nd Mole Out Loud podcast. That sound that I'm hoping that you can hear in the background is all the leaves being blown around in the street. They're completely mesmerizing. I've just been standing here watching them. Each leaf is so individual. Seems to react differently to the gusts of wind. So they're dancing about, whirling. Some seem to be coming towards me and others away. I was going to say no rhyme or reason, but I think there's quite a lot of rhyme, even if there's no reason. Again, today was forecast as overcast, no sun, and there's an almost clear blue sky. It's much chillier today. It's about 5 degrees. Well, no, it's probably warmer now. It's probably about 10 now. Very crisp and lovely. It's funny, one of the things we could see with these leaves was that they were going up the side streets. We could see from the cafe how they were racing round the crescent and just dispersing themselves uphill. Gosh, it's not just quite cool, it's really chilly. I've just been in a sort of dip that's often one of the few places covered in frost in the winter. And normally it's sheltered from the wind, so although it's a cold spot, it's not a windy spot as well, but this morning we seem to be getting a wind straight from Antarctica. So I think maybe that's not going to record very well. Just hold my hand over it, and my hands, I should have bought some gloves, well, and a hat. When I say I should have, I have actually had no intention of coming up for a walk this morning. I've got a few important things I need to get done. So this is a bit naughty. I was really just chasing the leaves, seeing where they came. But once I got to the entrance of the reserve, the pull or the push to come up the hill was really strong. So what I'm trying to do is just turn off here and do a loop of the lower loop and come back again. My nose is running with the cold. It's a steep bit, that. A little bit out of the wind again. The sun is quite low and it's shining through the trees, just catching the tops of all the ferns, so sort of silvery topped. Oops, I think I'm facing the wind again now. it's going to be another day that I need to be a bit careful with my arm. It's the day that I meet the In the Flesh writing group, and so one of the things I have on my things that I want to do today is reading their work, which will be a good armless activity. And I'm thinking of cycling over to South Hobart to pick up a curry for the next week. So I'll see how I go. I think now that I'm not carrying my bike up and down steps, I think maybe the riding is okay. It's an okay thing to do. So it'll be a bit of a test. I was so anxious last night about my bike being outside. Firstly because where I've got it is sort of sheltered under a big tree and under the eave, partly under the eaves of my house. But there's a possum sort of nightly trek that where they leap from the edge of my house onto the tree, and I have visions of them dropping down onto the bike, which I wouldn't think they'd do normally because it would be so patently an uncomfortable place to land. But now that I've got this cover that makes it look like a Ducati or something, there's a sort of a flattish surface along the top, so it may look more inviting. So I was half waiting for a terrible crash, and then this really strong wind came up in the night and I thought it was going to fall over, so I was a bit anxious, but it was fine. It was upright, and it is quite a sheltered position from the wind. So when it stops being windy, it's so lovely and still. So tonight is my chocolate pudding night. I'm looking forward to that. I have been getting worse and worse with my sugar intake recently. Yesterday, having excess Easter eggs that I didn't hide because one of the hunts I was going to do didn't eventuate, was a bit of a temptation, shall we say. So I think from Easter onwards I've been on a bit of a spiral, and I need to get back to my previous rationing, which was the chocolate pudding once a month when I go to the writers group, and chocolate on the evening of the cave, so a weekly chocolate allowance there. So just, I know now is the time to start, isn't it? But and I guess I can start with the with an evening one, but nothing beforehand. felt a little bit of rain. It was odd because I can't see any clouds. But it's just a few drops. I think it just must have been just above my head because there's nowhere else it could be. Hello again. It's early evening and it's pitch dark outside. And I am about to head off down to the State Cinema. I think it's going to be quite chilly tonight. I did go out on my bike at lunchtime and it was cold, but I had received the most beautiful scarf and mitts as a birthday present, and so I was rugged up and I'm about to rug up again before I head off into North Hobart. I've just spent a great afternoon reading the pieces of work from my fellow writers, and so I'm all geared up with all these different stories in my head for the evening. I hope that you've had a good day today, that you've been able to enjoy doing or thinking about or dreaming about the things that are most important to you, or being with the people who are most important to you, or if you are doing your most important things with the people who are most important to you, so much the better. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always. And I'll talk to you again on Saturday. I can't believe the week has gone. I think with these two, my birthday and Anzac Day this week, feels as if it's been very short, but pretty nice. Talk to you again on Saturday.